Let me see what you can do.
Hot topics and interviews.
And that's just how we do it.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
It's the Entertainment Man Podcast.
Entertainment Man Podcast is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more. Chris and Man, welcome to the podcast. Welcome to the bonus episode for this week and my second last podcast recording for the week. I do have to record the other one. If I don't record it on the Monday, I'll probably record it. When am I going to record it? I don't know. I'll record it at some point this week for Sunday, and then I'm going to be off for a few weeks. I'm going to be off for 2 weeks from now, just because I am going to be busy with a lot of family stuff, and that by the time you hear this, I'm probably going to be already getting geared up to shut down the studio here. But other than that, I'm thinking about the future, and I am really am thinking about the future, especially with not Entertainment Man. You know, I love this podcast. It's going to be here for a very, 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 very long time. I'm pretty sure of that. It's here to stay on the air for many, many, many more years. But you know, it's more moving forward with Power Rangers collab, the future of it, more thinking about what's going to happen after season 30, what our plans are, the CBLW show, which is another podcast that we're really, really, really focusing on getting started. Getting it started back up again. That's how I'm trying to say. Getting it started back up again. I can't talk. My tongue is so twisted. I can't even talk into the microphone like I usually do. I apologize for that. But yeah, getting it started again. It's a lot of work. I've already started kind of coming up with some ideas for myself. Not just Larry, but myself. I want to try to put out something every week or even every other week. Just posting up something for you guys, whether it's like a movie review or something. And maybe that's, I would like to do a couple of different movies. But this is something that Larry and I have to talk about. What are we going to cover on the CBLW show? What's our topics? We're going to relook at our list, and maybe this week we can do that as well. Today, when you hear this, we're probably already talked about it, but I do want to talk to him about it eventually. Probably not today. I'm going to probably wait until when we get closer into 2024, when we get ready to start planning out the future of our podcast. Cast together. You know, we're not done yet. We're nowhere near finished yet. We are still in the cusp of getting things all organized and figured out, and we have to figure it out still. We have a lot to figure out still, and we have a year and a half before our launch anyways. And outside of that, you know, working on the anniversary stuff as well. I'm just busy, you know. But I think we're going to be doing a lot of planning in the fall and into the new year. We'll be planning, you know, anniversary stuff, and we'll be planning, you know, the CBLW show's official relaunch again. You know, we're going to be busy with a lot of different stuff that we need to do behind the scenes that doesn't involve us recording any podcasts for the time being. But we will be back on the air. Him and I will be back on the air after our last episode airs in August. I believe that's when the collab kind of finishes up. You know, it finishes up in July. End of July we record, and then we finish up in August. Or August will be the last post up on that feed for a while, I guess. It'll be on hiatus for a while, but anyways, other than the collab, we're gonna have to, like I said, we're working also, not just finishing up that, but we're also working on the 10th anniversary stuff. I know I haven't talked much about 10th anniversary. We've not really spoke about it. I originally, when my other other community manager and I, other community manager was still part of the team. You know, we ended up making a second website. Let me just go look at, you guys can't see it because this is audio only, but we have a little website that's built, has no blogs. It does have pages on there. It's not very much. It has the same kind of layout as the crispyontheweb.com has the same menu bar as before. He managed to transfer over all power to me to run that website, so it is up there. It's up there, and it's a neat little website. It's good for testing bases, you know, getting things tested, you know, checking things, making sure things, you know, are working. And we're going to be testing some new graphics as my community manager Sophie's going to be working on some graphics that is actually going back a little ways. With Crispy on the Web. And I'm talking like 2014, 2015 Crispy on the Web. Like, that's going way, 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 way back into time when we actually we're talking about that far back, like 9 years ago, almost 9 years ago. This year would be 9 years. Yeah, so this year, but I mean, when the time comes, you know, we're going to be, we'll be at the 10-year mark. At all costs, and we'll be, you know, we'll have some graphics that are kind of throwback to the original days. With some, let's just say, we're planning something a little bit of both throwback and current logo-ish. We're kind of talking throwback, and we're kind of talking, you know, current. Crispy on the Web 2023. I'm curious on something, because I just want to know what year that logo was. My current logo was made, because I did list it. I know I did. Nope, not podcasts. It is website graphic. I've been so unorganized. It's unbelievable. Regular graphics. Okay, that's weird. Regular graphics. That's not even. Archives. Here we go. Let's see. 2020. Okay, so 2021 is when we started putting up. What is the old logo? The old logo doesn't have the white around the trim of the maple leaf there. Yeah. So. We had the same logo in 2017 to 2020. We had that logo. The logo we have now has been since 2021, was it? Hang on a second. 2021, yeah. That's when we actually went to that logo. The current logo that you guys see today. We're going to kind of be... What I'm trying to say is we're kind of splitting it in between 2021 and 2014, the 2014-2015, which is old color. It's very, very old style color. I've given her all the graphical ends of the logo. I gave her a couple logos kind of to talk about. Hopefully, maybe soon that we will be able to tell you guys what the logos are. Give you guys a bit of a hint. Kind of show you guys what we've been doing with logo-wise for crispyontheweb.com. Also, all the social medias will have it in January. January will be... posting up everything 10-year anniversary, because it is the year of the 10th anniversary. But we were thinking about doing it in January, but I think we're going to wait to September 1st of 2024, and then it'll be up for a whole single year. A whole year it'll be up on the social media. We'll have it up on crispyontheweb.com. All the social medias will have it up for a year, and then we'll go back to the old logo. But not your typical, regular, everyday logo. It's something different, and you might see a bit of difference in the studio, especially the microphone flags as well. I'm going to be redoing them all eventually because they're falling apart. They're starting to de-stick off of there, and I'm going to have to somehow figure out how to fix it and get it ready. But soon enough, you're going to see a different logo on there. It'll be different from what you guys are used to. I'm excited. I'm excited for this. I'm exposing everything right now, right here, right now on the podcast. Like, really? But that's kind of what the future. I'm thinking about the future is mostly finishing up the collab and, you know, working on the 10th anniversary stuff. I haven't even really thought about you guys, what I'm going to do to give back to you guys as fans, you know, maybe do a t-shirt giveaway or not t-shirt giveaway, maybe do like some stickers or some, well, not stickers, but, you know, do some kind of neat little something to give you guys, to give back to you guys on that. But I don't know, I want to do something for you guys for the anniversary, not maybe not a giveaway, but maybe more do a bunch of live streams or something, and hopefully get some of the staff here too, like the ex-staff, well, former team members of mine. Justin is one of them. I guess Larry would be part of the team now, I guess, but he would be like the current team members. But we might do a live stream, maybe do a podcast or something, something or another for a podcast. We're going to make sure that Larry's available and make sure Justin's available and our other guest, she's going to be coming in. No, it's not Sophie. She's out west right now. Unfortunately, she will not be attending this anniversary event, unfortunately, but you know, she'll be sending her well wishes from out west to it. And yeah, but anyways, so yeah, that's what I'm focusing on. I'm focusing on 10th anniversary. I'm working on a lot of it. 10th anniversary, I'm probably gonna have a very small group anyways, being the four of us. I think that's what we are kind of looking at because of the current state of the world. Well, COVID doesn't exist, but I don't hear much about it anymore. But, you know, we still want to be safe. We want to make sure, you know, everybody is healthy after the event. You know, we don't want to have a 50-person party and just have a big, huge shindig here. You know, no, I don't think we can fit 50 people in the studio whatsoever. The studio would not be big enough for 50 people whatsoever. But, yeah, but I think that's about all I can really say. That's what we're thinking. That's what I'm thinking about with the future. I'm really thinking about, you know, what is most important right now. I gotta remember to prioritize what's important. And right now, three things that are important to me with Crispy on the Web, outside of personal life, is the website, keeping up the website, working on the 10th anniversary Entertainment Podcast, finishing up the collab. Those are the big basic things, and I'm trying my best to get everything done as quick as possible and to make sure everything is, you know, tight and good to go and, you know, exciting for the future of Crispy on the Web, and just thinking ahead of what I want to do in the near future with Crispy on the Web, especially when it comes to changing up some of the podcasts after 5 years on the air. As you guys know, that will be coming to a close, and we'll still be having a 5-year podcast. The Stevie Love Show will be 5 years old. It's still going to be a 5-year-old podcast. You know, it's still going to be around, but we're just going to be limited down on how much we are actually going to be doing with Crispy on the Web. We're going to kind of downsize a little bit, and that's all we need to do sometimes. We just need to downsize a little bit more with the projects and de-stress us. And I think Larry kind of knew it was coming, that we were going to wrap up with Power Rangers collab, and we were already talking for the last couple of years on Ghost Rider. That is actually in the nearby future, but we never really thought about the CBLW show reviving it, because we never really thought about it either. Like, we never thought that, you know, CBLW show would be coming back and, you know, being this whole big thing again and being a part of our lives again and back to it. And, you know, in this way, Larry can come and go as he pleases. If we, like, we need a break, we can take a break. I can do some stuff for a while, you know, and then he can come back. You know, this opens up a lot of doors for us in the future. I think it's a lot better. And but I think the top two priorities would be the collab and 10th anniversary will be the two big things that are the most important to me, to us as well, to getting ready for, and especially the 10th anniversary. That's going to be a big thing because that is a huge milestone alone for us, is having Chris Me on the Web around for 10 years. And it's something that the Video Project team never really saw back then. And this is something I really want to, you know, accomplish, is just getting to that date and just getting to the end of the end game of the collab as well. You know, there's a lot of goals, you know, and it's good to have goals, and it's good to, you know, think about the future sometimes. But yeah, but anyways, I should go. I'm almost going to a full episode of the podcast. I could go for a few more minutes. I'm just going I'm just rambling at this point of this podcast, but that's what my goals are right now with the collaboration podcast and the 10th anniversary. Those are the two big things. So I appreciate you guys listening to this message. I'm sorry if I sound repetitive and going around in circles and circles and circles. And yeah, I gave you guys a bit of insight what we are planning, and I kind of hinted a bit of the logo stuff. It's going to be cool. I think it's going to be a really, really cool logo, and I really want to hear. I want to see what the logos look like, but Sophie hasn't done anything yet. So, but anyways, I should go. I need to get down to another episode. I got to get this weekend's done. I'm going to try to do it on the same day so I can just relax and I can work on the collab and focus on it this weekend. Try to get at least this season done, and then I can work on the next season next week, whether it's out in Quebec or, you know, whether it's here at home. But anyways, if you're new to the podcast, please do subscribe to the whatever platform you are listening to, whether it's audio only or on video. Well, this is not on video. This is only audio only, but you also can go subscribe on YouTube. I noticed the views on YouTube has kind of gone up. So thank you guys so much for 37 amazing subscribers on there. Slowly growing, slowly getting to my goal of 100 subscribers. That is kind of my first goal. Also, you can follow Chris Me on the Web on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Chris Me on the Web. And thank you guys so much for tuning in. And I will see you guys or talk to you guys on Sunday for another episode of NMN Podcast. Bye for now. Entertainment Man Podcast is a weekly radio podcast produced by Chris Me on the Web Media. All rights reserved. Any illegal reproduction of this content will result in immediate legal action.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week again for a fresh round.
It's the Entertainment Man Podcast.